Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for inviting me into your homes as we celebrate this Friday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Psalm chapter 53. Today's reading is a repeat of Psalm 14 that we read just a few days ago. And let me see here, except for verse 5. Once again, we read that those who are fools are described as those who have no respect for God and who fail to obey God's ways. And again, God-saving words for us this week have been justice and peace. And again, you can't have one without the other. Amen. So let's begin reading this short little psalm, Psalm 53, beginning at verse 1. Fools say to themselves, there is no God. They are all corrupt. They have all done terrible things. There is no one who does what is right. God looks down from heaven at people to see if there are any who are wise and who worship him. But they have all turned away. They are all equally bad. Not one of them does what is right. Not a single one. Don't they know, God asks, are all these evildoers ignorant? They live by robbing my people and they never pray to me. But then they will become terrified as they have never been before. For God will scatter the bones of the enemies of his people. God has rejected them. And so Israel will totally defeat them. How I pray that victory will come to Israel from Zion. How happy the people of Israel will be when God makes them prosperous again. And today's key verse is Psalm chapter 53, verse 2, where the psalmist writes, God looks down from heaven at people to see if there are any who are wise, any who worship him. And, beloved, I'm just, the thing that really strikes me about this passage of scripture as, God is looking, down to see if, his people are doing right, to notice that, those that have rejected him are still doing wrong. And if they continue to do wrong without repenting, then, in verse 5 it says, for God will scatter the bones of the enemies of his people. And what that means is that even in death, after these people die, their bones are scattered, which means they don't even have peace, after, they die, that whatever is left of them is just and total upheaval. But in verse 6, it says, how I pray that victory will come to Israel from Zion. And Zion, of course, is Jerusalem, and it is the place of the temple. As we remember, when Solomon built the temple and consecrated the temple, then the Shekinah glory of God came in the form of smoke, and it filled the temple. So the temple represented the very presence of God. And so when the psalmist here is saying, I pray that victory will come to Israel from Zion, he is basically saying that victory will come to Israel from God, from that place of God, from the presence of God. And in today's world, where there is no peace and there appears that there is no justice, we need to understand that our victory can only come from Zion, from the presence of God. So believers, keep on living for Jesus. Let that Holy Spirit guide you through every day of your life. And let the people of this world see the presence of God in God's children. Amen. Let's pray. Merciful God, I seek to worship you daily and to do what is right. Whenever I stray, I trust in your steadfast love, and I know that I can return to you and seek your forgiveness. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, folks, that brings our time together this week to an end. When we meet again, it will be next Monday, and we will be studying Micah. We'll be in a new book, Micah chapter 1, where Micah announces the Lord's judgment on Israel and Judah. But, of course, before next Monday comes next Sunday, and I really look forward to seeing each of you in the chapel, in church next Sunday, because you are our family. Terry and I have, you know, you are our only family. And when one of you are missing, it's just like noticing that somebody is not there around the dinner table at Thanksgiving or Christmas. Amen. We long to see everybody in church. And so I hope to see you there next Sunday. So until then, may God richly bless you is my prayer.